Republicans in the U.S. House have postponed the vote to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act as they try to overcome opposition from members of their own party. As many as 24 Republican conservatives oppose the bill on grounds that it doesn't repeal enough of the ACA. A smaller number of Republican moderates say it doesn't replace enough. And Alaska Congressman Don Young is a little bit in both camps. Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin explains.
We are here today to save the ACA! We are here today!
A lot of eyes were on the U.S. House today, but as Republican factions shuttled to the White House to negotiate, it was a day of waiting for protesters and reporters.
I'm standing in the room where Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, was supposed to be doing a news conference this hour. We've just gotten word that the House has said there will not be any votes tonight.
Congressman Don Young's position on the bill hasn't changed since he spoke to reporters by phone this week. Sometimes Young sounded like one of the moderate Republicans who say they don't want to see tax credits reduced for their constituents who benefit from the ACA.
Under this proposal, on average, each Alaskan is an individual in an individual market will lose $10,500 in premium support.
As Young explained, under the Republican bill, Alaskans would lose more than people in other states because the bill would make tax credits the same across the country. Under the ACA, Alaskans get bigger credits to offset the sky-high costs. Young also says the replacement bill would shift too much of Medicaid costs to Alaska.
It is important to remember our cost of medicine is higher and our distances are greater, and I say that the expansion without the equitable part of the bill won't fly. I'll not support the bill if this happens.
In the same conversation, Young turned rhetorically to the right, sounding more like the conservative faction known as the Freedom Caucus, ruing that the bill doesn't fully repeal the Obama health care law.
And I still think Obamacare will break this nation.
Here, Young voices both ends of the Republican spectrum in the same sentence.
If I think that we've come together, the delegation has, on fair, equitable treatment to Alaskans, I'll probably vote for the bill. But if it's not there, I'll vote against the bill because it's really not the repeal of Obamacare as we originally said we were going to do.
In other words, if the bill makes Alaskans the biggest losers, Young says he's not voting for it and would rather wipe the slate clean with a full repeal. Republican leaders had scheduled a vote to pass their bill on the anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. Instead, C-SPAN used the break in congressional action to air tape of President Obama signing his signature health care law exactly 7 years ago.
The bill I'm signing will set in motion reforms that generations of Americans have fought for and marched for and hungered to see.
The C-SPAN footage of joyous Democrats celebrating passage of a big health care bill was definitely not the news of the day. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.